stopping by. Hit the like button ASAP. Hit the like button. You know? We're gonna let some people get in here. Yeah. We're gonna have a good show tonight. Let's get it. Let's get it. We about to get started ASAP. You dig? Hold on, give me a second, hit the like button. I'ma do a quick e-begging spiel, and then we're gonna get right into it. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor. You know, a king of the stream, a big dog of the stream. Starting at $5. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal. Links all at the top of the chat. Unless somebody dethrone you with a higher donation. The goal for the first hour is $15 in donations. It guarantees a two-hour live stream. The goal for the whole stream is $25. It guarantees a live stream tomorrow night. If anything go wrong, left, weird, let me know ASAP in the chat. When you get in, let me know if you're volunteering as the official moderator, the official right-hand man of the stream. If you got a wrench, or even if you don't got a wrench, if you want to volunteer as my right-hand man of the stream, the producer, the co-producer of the show, of tonight's live stream, let me know ASAP in the chat. Let's get it.
Listen, there are a lot of small penises in this world. Most men have small. Listen, I don't know if men know this.
I'm not done.
Men need to hear this. Most of y'all, listen, what camera am I looking? Most of y'all have small penises. Most of y'all have small penises. Welcome to 2190's podcast, Asking for a Friend. I'm your host, Elizabeth Overson, New York Times bestselling author.
No, you ain't Elizabeth Overson, bitch. You superhead for life. You'll never get rid of that moniker or whatever the hell you call it. Hey, you know, let me know if I just used the word moniker right. Let me know in the chat. If you're watching the replay, let me know in the comment section. Because sometimes I just say shit, you know? But no, this superhead, aka Corinne Steffens, none of this Elizabeth Ovestein shit.
Relationship columnist and self-love strategist. I'm here, as always, with my...
A self-love strategist? Women just be coming up with shit off the top of their head, I swear. A self-love strategist.
Engineer Alex. Hey, Alex.
What's up?
Alex, I keep looking at your feet.
Thank you.
You got pretty feet, boy.
All right. Last week, you said they were sweaty or something like that?
They're glistening. They're moist.
Moist.
You feet. Have moist glistening. I thought you lotioned them, but you...
So he's the yes man. He can't have an opinion. He can't have an opinion. He can't have an opposing opinion. He can't give too much pushback because he might get fired. So just keep that in mind the whole time.
You didn't, but nah. It's all good. They're actually really nice feet.
I like the new hairdo, new you.
New episode, who this?
Yes, exactly.
She 40-something. She look good still for her age. I came front. She got good genetics. She may be dog shit and garbage as a human, but her genetics aren't dog shit. I wouldn't mind getting domed from Superhead, you know? Anyway, I digress.
Exactly. So, thank you. For today, do you know who's still going strong? Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. I'm surprised.
Really?
Yeah, because she was kind of moving around a lot.
Was she?
Yeah.
You mean she was just having a healthy dating life? Like,
that's not a healthy dating life. Women, where do I start, man? It's not healthy for women to be dating all these different men in their 20s. I wouldn't consider that healthy. It's really unhealthy for women's mental health, emotional health. And that's pretty much been proven. But of course you would say that because you've been ran through more than the Holland Tunnel. Fact check me if that's a real tunnel.
Most men would?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
She was.
That part?
Very healthy.
Yeah, very healthy.
Extra healthy.
Was it extra or was it regular healthy?
It was.
Was it just
I'm going to answer this the right way. She was having a healthy relationship.
With everybody she wanted to.
Yes. And I just thought Michael B. Jordan was going to be another person that was a healthy body that.
He was. It didn't work out. Like when a woman is young and attractive and she got that rush of attention, she can't sit down. She will not sit her butt cheeks down. If a chick is an 8, 9, or 10 and she got exposed to that attention from men, look, she ain't gonna sit down and be mother hen. You know? She's just not gonna do it. You're not gonna find too many 9 or 10 women who settle down between 18 and 23. You're not going to find it. So no matter how great the guy is, I mean, that was Michael B. Jordan. She could have settled down and started a family with Michael B. Jordan. And she let him go because he wanted to, like, take it all away. And she still wanted to keep getting attention in the streets and keep fucking different dudes and being a strong, independent, free feminist. She's going to regret that decision one day. For sure. Let's see what she up to. I know she ain't still with Michael B. Jordan, but let's just do a little research here. What are you up to, Lori? You're getting older and older every year. Those looks are going to fade, baby. Lori Harvey. What you up to? Are you in a relationship? Let's see. Years active. I mean, what does she do? She's just known for being attractive. There's no talent there. Let's see. Let's see. Does Lori Harvey... Bear with me. Excuse the silence, you know? But if we're really close, we can be comfortable in the silence, you know? No homo. Does Lori Harvey have a boyfriend? I'm surprised that ain't the first one to pop up. Nobody gives a fuck about anything else about her other than who she's fucking. Pretty much the same story for most attractive women. As of 2024, she was dating some other actor, but of course that didn't work out. She's done. She's absolutely done. It says, as of 2024, Lori Harvey is not publicly dating anyone despite recent rumors about her relationship with actor Luka Sabat. Harvey clarified that she and Sabat have been friends for years and urged the public not to start false narratives about their relationship. How old is she? She's done. She's already been ran through. She will never be in a happy, healthy relationship that lasts for a lifetime. Ever. I'm putting my bet down. Let's see how old she is real quick. How old is Lori Harvey? It's all downhill from here. Looking good don't maintain a relationship. It really don't. Being famous don't maintain a relationship. Oh, yeah. That wall is, like, right there. It's right in front of her face. She's 27. Wow. She's really going to regret not working it out with Michael B. Jordan, I think. Anyway, let's get back to the nonsense.
She encountered.
Alex, you should stop talking.
I am. All right.
You should stop.
Yeah. She's going to punk him the whole episode. Yeah, women get pissed when men start speaking logic and reality.
About this. No, I know, but I know what you're saying. You're saying that there was a period of time for she's beautiful, by the way.
Oh, gorgeous.
Lori Harvey's gorgeous, right?
But so what? That's a big part of my channel. Like, okay, a woman could be pretty. Okay, what the fuck does that mean? Seriously, what does it mean? Okay, cool. I looked at you. It was pleasant to look at you for 5 seconds. Hype over with. It means nothing else. It doesn't mean she's good in bed. It doesn't mean she's a good relationship partner. It doesn't mean she's a good person. It doesn't mean she's talented. It pretty much means nothing other than people like looking at you and people project a bunch of positive shit on you that you probably don't deserve just because they like looking at you. Please, let's stop hyping up a woman being beautiful. So the fuck what? Hit the like button.
There was a period of time where she was actively and publicly dating,
everybody.
I don't know, I think just a healthy, strong, healthy dating life.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to have a short list.
Of the healthy.
Yes.
Dating.
Which I was surprised to see a couple of names on this list.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the
one. Well, I'm sure you blew most of the list, but let's continue.
One that surprised me.
Yeah.
So just for reference.
I know a few, but let's see. If I know.
So just for reference, there was, we know Future. I think that was pretty obvious.
Yep.
And then there was Boo, who is Akon's brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he also helping him build
Lights in Africa?
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Boo and Akon were very closely together.
He took some time.
I have
off
a whole, never mind. We ain't gonna go into what I have about that. I'm just gonna leave that. That's another show, Charles. Stop it. Listen. Let's get into slut shaming because I can't with you today.
All right.
It's the stigmatization of a woman. Let me stop it. Stigmatizing a woman for engaging in behavior judged to be as promiscuous or sexually provocative.
Okay.
And I left the part where it says a woman because listen, if you look up in the dictionary any of these words, slut, whore, tramp, strumpet, every dictionary, every definition in the dictionary starts with a woman who, a woman, a woman, a woman.
Mm.
It very rarely says a person or a man or a woman who.
Well, I'm pretty sure they got their own words for that. You know, what is it? A womanizer. What else would they call? I mean, I guess promiscuous is gender neutral. Look, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is men are going to always be looked at as more valuable for being able to slay a bunch of bitches because being able to slay a bunch of bitches is a rare thing. So something that's rare is always going to be something special and, well, not always, but you know what I mean. Something that takes hard work to do or some type of special je ne sais quoi, however you say it, it's going to be looked at highly. It doesn't take anything special or respectable. Or it doesn't take any talent or it doesn't take any charisma to get run through as a woman. It just means, I don't know, your standards are low. Because here's the thing. A lot of times, even a woman who's a four could be hard to fuck. You know? And that's why they call whores easy, because it's easy to fuck them. But on the other end, it's not easy to fuck 50 to 100 women. You usually have to have some type of status or some other really great characteristics to be able to run through 50 to 100 women.
These are terms that are strictly for women. You guys don't have these. They're not made for you. Don't do that.
I mean,
don't do that.
We get called F-boy. And that's
what the same as a whore. Does it hit you? Does it hit you the same?
No, it's definitely not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not.
And the whole world doesn't do this to you, and you're not judged by it, and then you're having your life ruined by it, your work ruined by it.
That's all.
Your personal relationships ruined by it. It's not the same. You guys don't
look. You ruined your life. Even if nobody called you a slut, like you wrote a book about being a slut. I don't want to hear about how your life got ruined. You did it to yourself. Your life would have been ruined either way, let's face it. I know your backstory, Superhead. Your life was fucked long before anybody knew who you was. So cut it out.
Have the whole world judging and telling you what to do with your body. We literally have the government telling us what to do with our bodies. The government.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere right now is changing a law that tells us what we need to do with our bodies. When and
how. No, let's call it what it is. It's killing babies. Yeah, it's the government telling you you can't kill babies. Let's stop calling it healthcare. Let's stop saying the government's, you know, trying to have his hands on my body. The government is telling you you can't kill your babies.
How we can get birth control, when and how we can should even be able to get abortions or even just care, even just care. And then also when and how we should have sex and not have sex. The problem with slut shaming is this. Slut shaming is born in the insecurities of men.
How about men being getting shamed for just existing for fucking 50 plus years? How about that? But we don't bitch and complain because we're too busy keeping the world running, ho.
And your insecurities are born in your penises and your wallet size. Because honestly, and I'm gonna be super frank here, I never heard a big dick man with not just big dick energy, not just BDE, but a man who's well endowed. I've never seen a well endowed man call a woman a whore.
Well, yeah, we call you whores when you're not around. We're not gonna call you a whore when we're trying to get some pussy. That's why you never heard it. Duh. Oh, this is rough.
Okay.
It's always the men who can't handle a sexually advanced woman in the bedroom.
Oh, sexually advanced. How would you know what somebody's penis size is anyway? It's just a stupid shaming tactic. A sexually advanced woman. You could be sexually advanced with your husband. You know? You could learn a whole bunch of tricks and shit with your husband. You didn't have to blow 150 men to become sexually advanced. But whatever. I'm listening, ho.
Okay.
Listen, I have some thoughts about slut shaming, obviously.
Of course.
We're here to hear it.
I got some thoughts about it.
All right.
Because I'm super passionate about this issue, obviously. I think women's sexual rights and just rights in general, it always strikes a nerve with me.
Right.
And also, y'all men just drive me nuts.
Not all of us.
All of y'all drive me crazy.
All right.
So, but before I get into all of that,
okay.
Back to Lori Harvey. Because I'm about to get on a tangent right now. Lori Harvey, I would say, like, if Lori Harvey was a friend in my head, if she was my friend, and she is a friend in my head, right? And I were to give Lori Harvey some advice, first of all, I have no advice for her. I have zero advice for Lori Harvey.
Really?
Yes. I think Lori Harvey is probably the first person that I've talked about on the show that I have no advice for.
Okay.
Because I feel like Lori Harvey did everything right. Lori Harvey kissed a bunch of frogs.
So if she kissed a bunch of frogs, how did she do everything right? Like, all you gotta do is just keep letting them talk.
And it's not her fault that none of them were good enough. That's their fault.
Like, just keep letting them talk and they'll clown them damn selves. You don't even have to say anything. You don't even have to roast them. They roast themselves.
Wow. Okay.
If you were a big enough man in more ways than one, you might have been able to keep her. But you weren't good enough. You weren't big enough.
So your peanut-sized brain just thinks that a relationship being maintained is about who has a big dick. That says a lot about you. Of course you would say that, whore. That's all you know is dick and cum and balls.
You weren't man enough. You weren't something enough. For her, based on her standards, most likely.
Wow.
And she moved on. And we can't stigmatize women moving on. Y'all want us to settle for less so bad. And when a woman.
You are the less. You are the less. She wouldn't have fucked any of those guys if they weren't better than her, clearly. A woman like Lori Harvey isn't dating dudes that work at McDonald's. Women are hypergamous. They date up. So by definition, you are the less in the equation if you fuck with men better than you.
woman doesn't settle for less, and she knows when to zip, you know, zip and zap and dip and dive. You're like, oh, she's a slut because you're not good enough for her. Mm. Now she belongs to the streets. And it's always the men with 17 kids talking about you belong to the streets. Bro, you are the streets. You are the dirty, nasty, rat infested. You're a rat carrying a pizza on a subway in New York. Nigga, you are the streets.
You seem hurt, ma'am. You seem really triggered. Who hurt you, ma'am? It's nobody's fault that you fucked every rapper and entertainer and ball player in the game in the early 2000s. It's nobody's fault. It's not men's fault. I'm sorry your dad wasn't there for you, but it's not my fault. A slut is a slut. Here's the thing. Women be wanting all this grace, but they don't give men grace for shit. If a man do anything wrong, he's Satan. But they want to be able to go on a fucking evil spree for a decade and not be judged the tiniest bit for it. If a man fucking cough and fart wrong, he's Satan.
She ends up with Michael B. Jordan.
He's a good one.
Who is a beautiful man inside and out, I'm sure. Okay. And obviously he can hold her attention. This is what I always say. It's not the first. Remember when Ray J was like, I hit it first. Like, yeah. It ain't cute to be the first. That's not the cute one. Mm-hmm. It's the last. Who's good enough to be the last? Mm.
After everybody already had their turn, after every other guy bust their load on her face, you're the cool one for taking her in and putting her up on a pedestal after she's been everybody else's trash. Is that what you're saying, ma'am? Because that's not logical.
The first is easy. I'm experimenting, bro. Of course you were the first. I don't know what I'm doing. You don't know. It's fine. But if I'm an
you knew exactly what you were doing at 15 and 16. I don't want to hear it. And you're still 15 and 16 mentally, by the way. But don't let them start with that. They knew exactly what they were doing at 15 and 16. They didn't fuck all these guys by mistake.
Experienced woman who has done my sexual due diligence, who has dated and kissed all the frogs, and then you are the prince and you get to be the last one. You're the one who lets me see that I don't want any of that, and I'm gonna stay right here. Like you're it.
Well, what's your opinion now that you know she left him and it didn't work out? I would love to hear your updated take on this. You were wrong. That's the cool thing about watching old shit like this. We can just call her out right now. We can fact check her bullshit right now. I'm speaking from the future. You're wrong, bitch. I'm speaking in November 4th, 2024. Michael B. Jordan wasn't enough. She didn't stay. She actually is just a sack jumping, sack chasing, you know what?
It's not who's first, it's who's last. Mm. So I don't care how many frogs she had to kiss to get to her prince or her king. It's who is best who keeps my attention. So I don't have to dump you and move on to somebody else.
Wow.
Listen, friend in my head, no advice for this girl. Okay. This girl, she did it right. I love me some Lori Harvey, by the way.
Yeah.
I love me some Lori Harvey.
Me too.
Right? Shut up.
What?
You can't say it. Only why I can say it. Because when you say it, it sounds creepy.
But I have to say
it's creepy when you say it, bitch. You don't know Lori Harvey. Talking about I love me some Lori Harvey. You don't know that bitch. She ain't in movies or nothing. What does she do? She don't even do nothing. So, yes, it's very creepy when you do it, too. It's actually, at least it makes sense for the guy to say, yeah, I love me some Lori Harvey. That's normal. You a man, attractive woman, makes sense. But you trying to act like you know her on some deep level to say you love her? That's creepy.
Same admiration you have.
No, you don't. You got a different admiration. I just want to say, okay, so let's get off of that.
Yeah, okay.
Slut shaming. So I have a lot to say about it, obviously. Mm. I have a lot of experience with it. And my earliest experience with slut shaming actually comes from my mother. From the time I was, I think, like 11.
Oh, wow.
And let's be very clear. They always try to frame slut shaming like it's a bunch of guys slut shaming women. It's really women who do most of the slut shaming in society. But yeah.
Or so.
Okay.
Because slut shaming a lot of times has nothing to do with sex. It didn't have anything to do with my sex. I was 11. Sometimes it comes from other people's hangups about sex and their experiences with it, their bad experiences, their own slut-shaming histories. And I learned from a very early age, the first time I was called a whore, I was just 11 years old playing with boys, playing jacks with boys on the playground.
Wow.
That's all I had to do was be a girl in a circle of boys playing jacks on the playground. So
that was a fire game, by the way.
Yo, jacks?
Yeah.
Yo, I could kick your ass in some jacks, bro.
I mean, get it right now. Like, I'm
somebody
good.
Amazon me some jacks. But it could be something as simple as that. So I'm going to talk about that a little later and kind of get into my history with slut shaming, how I've been able to withstand and kind of traverse that whole thing. A lot of it's just, it's so asinine and so stupid. But before we go into all of that, I want to get to our callers and see what they have to say.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll bring some of our friends on the line.
Yay.
Okay. So we have our friend Gotham Gem on the line. She has a question about slut shaming. Gotham Gem, are you there?
I'm here.
And what's your question for Elizabeth?
So my question is, what do you do when a guy you just met makes creepy statements that slut shames women and attempts to rationalize them being raped? Do you patiently educate him or quickly escape the red flags?
Good question. Okay. I have a question for you. Are you...
That's not a real call. That's the most scripted call I've ever heard. People don't usually speak in multiple choice. This is absurd.
Ooh, a professor of some sort?
I am not.
Okay, so I'm not educating men for free. We're done.
Oh.
Like, we're done. First of all, we just met him. We don't know him. We are not professional educators. We don't have... Do you have time? Because I don't have time.
Not at all.
Okay.
And
we don't have time. We're done. It's not your job. And I think it's important for us to, especially as we meet men and start getting to.
Here's the thing. Women are pretty much only attracted to strong, dominant men who can afford to walk away from them. So most of those guys have conservative views about this type of stuff. So y'all need to just stay single. Y'all don't want the liberal, spineless dudes who are going to agree with everything you say and say, oh, let's fight the patriarchy. And, you know, you're going to call the guys you like effing toxic. So just stay single. That's the best thing for y'all. But then what would you talk about on podcasts?
To know men, that we realize that men are not our job. And it's not our job to raise them, to teach them, to change them, to better them.
Well, look, it is your job. It's why you're here, really. But look. If you stop interacting with us, what would you talk about? What would your life even be about? Seriously. You're not funny. You're not charismatic. You're not talented. Like, what would your life be about if it wasn't for men?
Them in any way, it's not your job. You just met him. So he's literally not even a part of your life at all. And he can't be a part of your life because he's got some probably very antiquated ways of looking at sexuality with women. So he can't be part of your life, right?
Correct. Yeah, we went on one date and a couple of days later, we were having a conversation about women being pressured to do things sexually. He proceeds to say, if a woman allows a man to give her head, but she doesn't let him hit, she deserves what she gets.
What?
Well, here, dude, like, why are you giving random chicks head who don't want to fuck you? Yeah, like, those dudes deserve to get played like that, you know? But yeah, that dude sound crazy.
So,
First of all,
that sound like a dude who, you know, got his head palmed by a chick and then she kicked him to the curb like he was a chick.
Arrest this man? Mm-hmm. Like, sir, you are under arrest. Like, what do you mean?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Red flag. I believe in a one flag rule. I haven't always followed this rule, and whenever.
Oh my gosh! Taking advice from Superhead on dating, and it's just so far. I got a one flag rule, but I don't always follow it. Like, how do you take these people serious? A one flag rule is the dumbest dating advice ever. We all have at least 5 red flags. We all do. So saying, oh, if I see 1 red flag, I'm out. You're going to be single for the rest of your life. Guaranteed. If you have a 1 flag rule.
Whenever I haven't followed this rule, I've always regretted it. Always. When I have followed this rule, I've never regretted it. 1 red flag. 1 flag on the play. Game is over. We're done.
In flag football, they got like 2 flags on the side.
This ain't football. Okay? My eggs are drying up as we speak.
So essentially, if you're not perfect, I can't do it. That's essentially what she's saying. If any red flag pop up ever about you, I'm out. So she really thinks she's going to find a person with no red flags. Basically perfection. Ma'am, how many red flags do you have, admittedly? Can you talk about that? Nah, she ain't going to dive into that, I bet.
We don't have time. Mm. 1 flag on the play, okay? This is your flag. Okay. The game is over. Throw him back to the streets where he belongs. Agreed?
Done and done. Agreed. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Tell him, wow. I said.
Another life ruined. Great. The sisterhood keeps another one single.
Fuck him.
He is blocked and gone.
I don't think he gives a damn. And ma'am, you just seem so bitter and hateful. You hating men isn't gonna, you know, heal your wounds.
Gone forever. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, we have our friend Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your question for Elizabeth?
How can I jump back into the dating scene and live my best life without slut shaming from my female friends?
What? Okay, so Jennifer, let's talk about this. The first half of your sentence is all about you. How can you jump into dating? And then the second part is all about other people without slut shaming from your female friends. First of all, your friends have nothing to do with your dating life. Your friends have nothing to do with your life at all, really.
And neither do you. You're not qualified to be given advice. What did you say? You're a self-love strategist? What the fuck is that? How long do you got to go to school to to get that degree?
They only intersect where you want them to. You are a singular individual. You're not your friends. You're not what they think you should do. You're not what people, anybody, not just your friends, your family, society, anybody else. Do what's always, always, always do what's best for you.
Despite social norms and all that. Okay. And you think that's going to work out for women? Do whatever you think works for you. Despite the rest of the world. And no bad things are going to come to you because of that. Okay.
Never, ever, ever do what's best for other people. If you're jumping back into anything, including the dating scene, date however you want, have as much sex as you want, have no sex if you don't want to, date. I'm just going to say this to you, though. You should date multiples. I'm going to always preach this. I'm going to always preach not putting all your eggs in one basket, dating multiple men at one time, very old-fashioned.
It's not old-fashioned. Ma'am, you're in your 40s. That's the thing. I don't know why they feel like it's a flex to just date and have your options open. You haven't been picked in over 20 years. Never mind.
Very Regency era, very dance card. You're going to always want to do that. Doesn't mean you're having sex with all of them. Doesn't mean you're not having sex with all of them. Completely up to you. None of my business, that's for sure. And it's certainly not your friend's business at all.
Right. I agree. Well, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Have your friends ever been like, Alex, you're having too much sex. Stop it right away. Alex, this is the third girl you went out with in 3 months. You're a whore. Like, has anybody ever had this conversation with you?
Nah.
These are conversations that only women get.
Yeah, it's usually the opposite.
It's like, yo, you went out with her. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Celebrate it.
you bagged her sister, dude, that's crazy. Like, no one's mad. No one's even like,
you're not a man. You're never going to be a man. They want all the benefits of getting treated special like a princess, but they don't want any of the cons that come with it. If you want to be treated like a princess, princesses are held to high regard and they're under scrutiny all the time because they're trying to live up to that princess title. Can't have it both ways.
Like, yo, Alex, we got to talk. You know, I've been meaning to say this to you for a long, like, and nobody has this. I hate that women even, that this is even a question in women's minds. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I handle dating and what people are going to say about me dating?
Yeah.
Fuck everybody. And fuck everybody.
Yeah. So, Elizabeth.
Yes.
We have our friend, Miss Lyons, on the line.
Hi. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Miss Lyons. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. What's your question?
So I'm curious. I really want to know. So the slut shaming, what would you say it's more about? Do you think it's more of a control thing or would you say it's an insecurity thing? I mean, I'm just curious because, or is it a matter of both?
Okay, so I'm about to give you the math on slut shaming. Ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm listening. All right,
so when a woman does her sexual due diligence, she gains her sexual education, she now has a better grading curve with which to discern. When a woman is able to discern better, she's able to make more acute decisions, which means that a lot of men are going to be rejected because now she's seen more penises. She's seen small ones, large ones, fat ones, skinny ones. She's seen brown ones, yellow ones, black ones, white ones, right, pink ones. Well, I'm not done. She's seen circumcised, uncircumcised. She's seen low-hanging balls. She's seen high-hanging balls. She's seen hairy ones. Okay. All right. So she's seen all the penises, okay, right?
She's seen all of them.
But now what she has is this grading curve. She has this discernment. Educated women are able to make more educated decisions. When women are able to make more educated decisions, more men get rejected. It's that rejection that the male ego cannot stand, which is why there are incels in the world who are beating, raping, murdering, and deforming women because they're being rejected. The male ego is dangerous and it cannot handle rejection. So therefore, ergo, if a woman is shamed, sexually shamed, it makes her not want to exercise her right to gain the same sexual education that men get. It allows her, without that education, she's not able to better discern, which means that if she's only seen one penis, because now this is where the fascination with virgins comes from. A virgin, a woman who hasn't been around either or, she hasn't seen probably any penises, maybe just one or two. She hasn't been down to Miami during spring break or to hedonism in Jamaica and seen that penises get pretty big and awesome, right? She hasn't tried out a bunch of penises. She's a virgin or she's very inexperienced. Men like
or stay small.
Because then a man who is inept, and to be honest, most men are inept, okay? The average penis size is only 6 inches. That's not a lot of penis. I'm sorry. I'm giving it to you guys, really. Like, listen, no chaser here. 6 inches is not a lot of penis.
Okay.
There's men out here with 8, 9, 10, 12 inches. Okay?
Okay, well, why didn't the relationship work? Look, never mind. Let's move on. I'm falling asleep. She putting me to sleep. The chat is dry. Donations is dry. Let's get the donations up. $15 for the first hour to make it a 2-hour stream. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal. Links at the top of the chat. Hit the like button. Let's get it.
Episode of Be Mindful's Real Relationships. Y'all, today we're going to talk to the mature crowd. The mature crowd being people like me, over 40, approaching 50. So today, y'all, we got Marshawn. She is a shift relationship strategist. Y'all, today we are...
What the hell is a relationship strategist? Man, am I missing something?
literally going to deep dive into what it means to date in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s. So welcome to the show, Marshawn. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, V. I'm super excited to be here. Okay, so as V said, I am Marshawn Olanio. I am a shift relationship strategist. I am the co-founder of Marshawn Olanio Consulting, where I work with and serve Black women over 40 to help them to really own who they are, own their...
No, it ain't like, yeah. Anybody who dating 40-year-old Black women, nah. You deserve everything you get. She started that off all wrong. She should have said something about them being submissive and not being such huge bitches.
Their worth and all of this work that we do together helps them to build their self-esteem, their self-confidence, as well as speaking.
Look, I don't see Black women having low self-esteem. Well, they do got low self-esteem, but as arrogant as they come across, I don't think high self-worth is the main thing they need to work on. They see themselves as God and can't nobody tell them nothing. Maybe some humility would help them in the dating market.
Softer to themselves. The most important relationship that we work on is the relationship that you have with yourself.
What do you think the biggest challenge is for Black women over 40 who are single and who are interested in getting into the dating market? What is the biggest challenge for them?
I think that the biggest challenge for Black women over 40 attitude. Trying to get back into the dating market is really not focusing or putting the next man into the same box because of all the hurt and pain that she has experienced, which
look, she's never going to get over it after 40. Yeah, just don't date him.
Leads me to the second portion of that, or I should say 1B, is getting into some type of coaching therapy to unravel a lot of that stuff. So 1A, you don't have to put those people in the same box, so those men or whomever it is that you're dating in the same box that you did before because of all of your past experiences with that person.
Are you divorced or are you married, single?
I am divorced. I am.
So why should they take advice from a divorced bitch? Never take advice on a topic from a person who ain't winning in that area of life. Point blank. Fucking period.
I'm divorced because the very thing that I teach / preach, I got into a marriage where we were unequally yoked. So I'm also a believer, so I'll be using some Christian references. But we were unequally yoked, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that I didn't know who I was, right? Mm-hmm. The same thing that I teach and preach.
Yeah, and you still don't know. You still don't know. You think you're a man, but you're not. Why did you marry a man you weren't equally yoked with? Let me guess, you were young and dumb, right? I don't want to hear it.
I didn't know who I was. I had low self-esteem. I was just kind of grabbing at any man that would show me some attention because I grew up in the era where dark skin was not the thing. And so because I thought that I needed to just grab a hold and put out, as they say, back in the day, they used to say put out. I used to think that giving my body was the way to attract and keep a man.
Right. So she got ran through. Yeah, ran through women. They always leave their husband. You know, the studies are already out there. If a woman has sex with a certain amount of dudes, the chances of divorce skyrocket. He married an ex-ho, and of course it didn't work out. No shocker there.
And not realizing that it had so many more layers to that. And I just needed to be more selective. So in that, I am being more selective so I don't have to repeat the same behaviors. And I know somebody is like, well, how's she trying to teach me? And she's not. I understand.
Exactly.
But there are so many more experiences. And if I can help you not go down the road that I went down, then I've fulfilled my God-given purpose because I didn't receive any of this stuff. People in my generation and even older, right? We had to go out here and knock our heads. And so if you're coming behind me, maybe you don't have to knock your head.
Well, look, You didn't have to knock your head. You had people in your life telling you the right thing to do, and you refused to do the right thing because it was more fun to be a rebel.
By just taking the information and doing different, i.e. better than I did. So you don't have to be a part of the statistics.
Well, we're in the same boat. So, and I look, I agree with you fully. I'm divorced. I was married for about 12 years and we got divorced over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I help people with either going through a divorce. That was what my first book was about. Right. So, yeah, you there's other, like you said,
there's another thing. Any woman who want to be out in the world, want to be on podcasts, want to write books and shit. Look, your identity is the family. Fucking period. If you want to go to a book club or something on the weekend, fine. But any woman who want to be in the public sphere is not wife material. You a damn fool if you try to marry any woman who want to be in the forefront. Feminine women okay with just being at the house, not being seen, taking care of the family. You know, she can have hobbies, but she ain't trying to be all in the mix, all in front of the camera, all in the videos and all that shit.
Aspects of relationships. It's not all about you got to be married 51 years in order to teach people how to attract love and how to keep it. No, you can literally learn from our mistakes.
Exactly.
And I've made a lot.
Well, no, a lot of it is not just about what not to do. It's about what to do. And y'all can't say nothing about that. You don't know what to do. All y'all can tell somebody is what not to do.
Lot of mistakes myself in my marriage. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I struggled. I know you probably don't notice, but I struggled when I got divorced and I went on a few hundred dates with a couple of hundred men.
A few hundred, that's disgusting. Even if you didn't have sex with them, that's gross. You are fucked up as a person. Why would you even want to do that? Men should stay away from you with a 10,000 foot pole. Well, yeah, what? Why would a man think, oh, I'm going to be lucky number 276 that she's going to stay with for a lifetime? Get the fuck out of here. Recreational use only.
I met a lot of men. And I told this lady that, right? And when I had a speaking engagement a couple of weeks ago at the National Women's Police Conference. And oh, I told, God. She was a speaker too, girl. And I told her, you know, a little bit about that. She thought I slept with all two. I was like, girl, my coochie would be tired.
It is in more ways than one. It is tired. It's tired and worn out, used up and useless. Yeah, but it don't matter. It doesn't matter if you did. I already said that. It doesn't matter if you slept with all those guys. But if you went on 200 dates, you slept with 10 of them, 20 of them. Oh, my gosh. We know y'all only go after the top 20 or top 10%, really. So, I mean, yeah, if you went on 200 dates, you slept with 20 of them. Let's get that established. Because how else was you going to keep a top 10%er's attention?
I didn't sleep with them men like that. Are you tripping? I said, and then she went in to tell me her story where she had become very, you know, promiscuous mm-hmm. in her life. And I guess she assumed that about me. And then I realized that other people assume that about me as well. Like, girl, no. If anything, I had to, I remember at the end of dates, I was shaking hands. Imagine me shaking a day.
Didn't you just say earlier that you basically had sex with a lot of guys, or you thought giving your body was the way to the promised land? Man, you've had sex with a lot of guys. Just because it wasn't hundreds doesn't mean it still ain't a lot.
Damn hand. I just feel myself. I was like, look, don't touch me. I remember getting mad at somebody because he tried to hold my hand on the date. I just remember all of that. So, yes, you can legit learn from people who've been down this road. You ain't got to be married at 25 years to teach people about how to have connection. My parents have been married.
You don't know about how to have connection. You just said you was an attachment avoidant or whatever the fuck. How can you teach somebody how to have connection? when you almost had a conniption fit because somebody just tried to grab your hand. You can't make this dog shit up, man. You really can't.
Almost 52 years, so I am blessed having seen and continue to see a healthy marriage by the grace of God. Thank you, God. You know, but now, hey, talking about God. The wheels fell where they may fail.
These old bitches only talk about God because they don't got their looks to leverage no more. That's the only reason they get religious. Trust me. If they were still young and hot, if they looked 22 forever, these bitches would never find God. Trust me.
You know, hey, it happens.
Right. Yep.
So, it happens. Well, then let's talk about our dating experiences. Okay.
So now they could browbeat you with the Bible, or now they can act holier than thou because they, you know, read the Bible now. When they had their looks, they could act holier than thou based on their looks. But then they transition to religion. So they can still act better than you.
Okay, because we out here trying to or have gone on dates. For the last few years, I was dating. So I understand. So what is your dating experiences like out here? Or are you trying to even date again?
Currently, okay, here's how I like to say it, because my mom be asking me the same thing. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not necessarily actively seeking it.
But okay, but you teaching people about dating and love and relationships, but you could never keep a man, and you ain't even currently dating now at all. So you retired. You a retired failure, but now you're going to teach somebody else something. Get the fuck out of here.
The big picture and my main focus right now is my young daughter. She's going to be 8 Friday. So I have an 8-year-old that takes up a lot of my time right now. And most people, when you're not in the same stage in life, right? Mm-hmm. They don't understand that a lot of the priority goes to the young one. And
no. Yeah, he can get a 28-year-old who's going to prioritize him and start his own family. Yeah, so what? You going to stay out the dating market for the next 10 years? It's going to be... It's already over now. So, yeah, just focus on your daughter. Forget about men for life. Focus on being the best aunt, the best mother, the best sister, all that. Forget about men forever.
I'm not willing to lose her to get this. So
I understand.
That's where I'm at. And I know that some people aren't going to understand it, and that's okay.
You are so lost. Wouldn't it be good for your daughter to have a positive male role model in her life, consistent? I mean, I'm sure she got her dad, but look. Wouldn't it be good for you to model what a positive relationship is like that can actually last? What a goofy.
I'm okay with that, including but not limited to some men that approach me. They don't understand it, and I understand that. Your child or children are in a different stage. Mine... She's here. And again, I'm not willing to lose her to gain you.
Before this
last... How the hell are you going to lose your 8-year-old daughter? Like, because you got into a relationship. Like, they don't even make sense when they talk. Don't listen to women. Never take advice from women, especially about dating. Because that's the area they're the most reread at.
Last relationship, and I was actively going on those dates, and I did date a couple, you know, on a regular basis, I should say. And one guy, we had great chemistry, right? We had great chemistry, great sexual chemistry. My kids listen. We had great Bible study chemistry, and you know, we would hold hands. And
your kids know you ain't shit. Your kids know you a thought. Oh, washed up thought. They love you. You they mama. But look, they already know what it is with you. So just be yourself.
Walk through the park, you know. But he had young kids. My kids are grown. I didn't need a babysitter. I could go out of town. No, I could. And yes, we just did not align. What that taught me, though, was your exact point was, you know what? If you have young kids and I don't have any, girl, right here, it's just a dog, okay? If you could see this fool walking around, I just got a dog. He's the same age as my grandson. And I was like, this ain't gonna work for me.
Yeah.
I dig it. But when we talk about women, Black women, because I do this, I've done this presentation. There are more challenges for Black women when it comes to dating, because I did this whole presentation in Love and Money. Also, my other presentation where I talk about ladies leave your dick at home, the masculine energy, you know, and the whole...
You can't tell any... Look, you didn't leave your dick at home, or maybe you at home right now. You got your dick strapped on right now. This is all masculine energy. You can't teach a woman how to get in her feminine because you're not feminine. This is ridiculous.
The numbers don't support, okay, every Black woman to get a Black man.
Yes, indeed.
Because you know we're educated. Black women are on the rise when it comes to education. We're leading, we're doing the darn thing. Our Black men, unfortunately, and I'm gonna say this as a mother to three Black sons.
She about to lie. Black men are doing better than Black women financially. Let's just be clear.
Sons and okay. Two Black grandsons and an auntie to two Black young men. Our Black men are not growing at the same level, you mm-hmm. know, and the same speed that we are. So we have more challenges when it comes to dating. Knowing all of this, mm-hmm. how can you coach her to, I guess, one, be optimistic in attracting, mm-hmm. right, someone that she, let's say, like you say, equally yoked, right? Attracting somebody like that, right? How can you coach her to be optimistic when we know the numbers don't support it? And if so, does it include at all maybe dating outside your race?
Okay, so honestly, that's where I was going. Her being open.
I wish that Black women would stop with this. We don't need y'all Black men. We'll date outside our race. On average, white men ain't checking for y'all, fucking period. White women are checking for Black men, though. They are. So, yeah, I don't know, man. You're not a desirable woman, fucking period, to any race of man. What don't you get about that? Black men and white men pretty much want the same thing, a feminine, submissive woman who gonna get on this program. Y'all got Brad fucked up.
To not only 100% saying I'm only gonna date Black men, but also understanding that there are Black men that meet the criteria, but you also have to put yourself out there, go to the spaces that they're in, because what I hear from some of the athletes, I don't know a lot, but the few athletes that I do know, one of the reasons why they say that they end up marrying outside is because that's what they always see. So when they're in those social circles, I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong. What I am saying is, this is what they tell me.
Why do they always go to celebrities and ball players and shit? Like, use regular people. This is just stupid.
They see a few sprinkles of Black women there, but the majority, event after event after event, don't look like us. So we have to figure out how to put ourselves in those
spaces.
Spaces, yeah.
You know, did you see the thing that came out? Was it posted today? And okay, girl, don't get me lying. What is his name? Deion Sanders.
Let's get the donations up, y'all. Looking for a $15 donation to go 2 hours tonight. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all at the top of the chat. Let's get it.
I don't know if it was posted today. It was on Twitter. One of my male friends has sent it to me today. Deion Sanders' son, I guess he, the some white cheerleader girl, what's her name, Becky, or did I make that up? In Miss Alabama or something, girl, she popped him in his DMs. Deion Sanders' quarterbacking son. Okay. The popular one. She popped in his DMs knowing he got a girlfriend. And he was like, no, I'm a pass. You know, he with a beautiful queen. I couldn't tell her nationality, but okay. She was of color. Okay. Of some color. Mm-hmm. But that was-
these bitches are too old to even still be talking about any of this. And what I tell you, like, anytime a woman get on camera and start talking about men, they're only going to talk about the most elite or celebrities or some shit like that. It's the only men they care about or care to think about or talk about. Deion Sanders' son. None of them type dudes would ever look y'all way. Fucking period.
Was like, you know, but you're right. That's how they get in these spaces.
They have more confidence that why would he not like me? I know that's one of the things that, like, that's me meaning mm-hmm. when I was dating. I don't care if I saw what I liked, I would approach. I wouldn't wait. I think that's another thing that harms us mm-hmm. in comparison to what you call a bad.
Yeah, masculine. Right. You're not in a position of power when it comes to a man being attracted to you.
In comparison,
I think that's her name. I'm not trying to be funny. I swear to goodness, Marshawn.
I actually do hear this more often than not, that they have a tendency to approach a lot more often, which mm-hmm. significantly increases their chances of going out on a date when we are the wallflowers, because we have been taught that they're supposed to approach us all the time, et cetera, whatever. So there are some rewiring of the mindset and the mm-hmm. belief systems that need to happen as well. However, all of it wraps. I don't think that it's just one thing that's plaguing us and holding us back from marriages, and specifically mm-hmm. black men or just in general.
Y'all had your marriages. What if God only give you one try? Yeah, the one chick said she got a dog. Just look. Have a relationship with your dog. And the other lady, yeah, just focus on raising your daughter. Start a book club. Don't give other women advice. Don't ruin other women's lives. Can you get another hobby?
There are so many facets to this conversation. However, just as far as going back to your sons and athletes alike and black men that have a tendency to marry outside, a lot of times we're not in those spaces. And then when they do see one or two of us in those spaces, it's not a lot going on up here. That's what I'll say. they have the look, but mm-hmm. then it's not a lot. And unfortunately, let's put this out there too. Becky could have the same, could be similarly shaped. That's what I'll say. Thin, whatever. Mm-hmm. She ain't got nothing up here. She'll still be chosen over black girl that don't have nothing up here. Mm. And that's the mindset for them as well. So I think that there needs to be some rewiring on both ends, the brothers and the sisters.
In the presentation that I give, I'll tell you that one statistic said that the more educated a black man becomes, he is 3 times more likely to marry somebody who does not look like us. And, you know, but I really fully believe, like you said, it's the circles that they're in, right? I fully believe that. I do not believe that one is better than the other. Absolutely not. I fully believe it's just the circles that they're in. And white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, Mexican, I don't care. Go for what you want, right?
Right.
You know, we, like you said, we have to put our face in these spaces. You know, we can't get mad at these ladies doing that. If they doing that, then hell, go for it. I have been out on dates. I agree with you fully. And people may not like this, but I fully support black women dating outside your race. Like, if you were looking for the man who has a doctor's degree because you are pulling in $400,000 or $500,000 a year, you know, the numbers don't support it. You're going to have to expand it, expand your search, right?
You dated hundreds of men and you still single. Expansion isn't the answer for you. You already tried that. Maybe you're just not desirable. You know? Look, I'm going to leave it there. I'll catch y'all next time. RB Sensei out.